It is. I'm Susan Young. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is our meeting as of Thursday, December 4th, 2025. We were to start at 8:30. 8:30 Eastern time. We're a little on the late side, so we're starting 8:41. And will the secretary please call the roll?
You bet. Kodja Brown.
Present.
Thank you, Kodja. Donna Carter. Oops, sorry. Fred Dodsworth.
Present. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Jerome Edge. I'll keep going. Sally Geller.
Here, I'm muted.
Got it. Thank you. Jan Goodman.
I'm here.
Thank you, Jan. Julie Hewitt, I am here. Avalia Jones.
Present.
Thank you, Avalia. Zach Caldvier.
Here.
Thank you, Zach. Philip Muldery. I'll keep going. Oh, I think Philip might have asked for an excused absence. I'll go check my email in a sec. Marianne Martinez.
Here.
Thank you, Marianne. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes.
Thank you, Sean. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Thank you, Ron. Myla Reason.
I vote no.
I'm putting you down as present, Myla. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Thank you, Serene. James Sagerton.
Here.
Thank you, James. Minerva Sanders. I don't see Minerva. Next is Harvey Wasserman. Dennis Williams.
I'm here.
Thank you, Dennis. Michael Woodson. Susan Young.
Here.
Okay. Let me catch the other people and then maybe I'll go back and see if, folks have joined. Stephanie Wells.
Oh, you muted yourself, Stephanie.
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks.
Darlene Pagano is timekeeper.
Here.
Thank you, Darlene. Aki Tanaka is recording secretary.
I'm here.
Thank you, Aki. By any chance, did Jerome join? Minerva. Harvey. Michael. Well, in any event, Madam Chair, that's 15 and that's quorum.
Excellent. Okay. The preliminary items, we had the call to order, the roll call report out from November 6th. The PMB met in executive session to approve closed session minutes and resolve some unfinished business. Excused absences. You believe, let's say if there's any objection to excusing the absence of, what was it, Jerome?
Philip definitely asked me for one. Do you want to read the, did you read the report out? I'm sorry.
Yes, I did. It was very short.
Okay. I'm looking to see if there's anybody else. Yeah, I'm not seeing anybody yet, so perhaps let's just go with that list then.
Okay. Is there any objection to recognizing Philip Muldery's absence as excused? Hearing none, we'll go forward. The agenda. Approval for the open portion of the agenda, 5 minutes. Minutes approval for November 6th meeting, 5 minutes. Update on NDAs, 5 minutes. Committee reports, 20 minutes. Affiliates report, 5 minutes. Executive director report, 20 minutes. Unfinished business, 5 minutes. New business, 10 minutes. Motion to move into closed session at a time no later than 9:15 Eastern time, 1 minute. Agenda approval for executive portion of the agenda, minutes approval for November 6th meeting, confidential ED report, unfinished confidential business, new confidential business, report out for Pacifica.org, motion to adjourn. Is there any objection? Is there a motion to approve this agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Jan Goodman. And at first was Myla Reason.
Great, thank you. So is there any objection? I see your hand up, Serene. What's your question?
So we're approving only the open session, correct?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Only the open session.
I wish to abstain. Thank you.
Okay.
I do have a question, though.
Sure.
The meeting started late. It is 8:46, and I think it calls for an adjournment at 9:15, and there are 80 minutes, roughly, worth of business on there.
So let me just address this. We have a couple of very important matters, urgent matters, to address in executive session. So Julie and I have made the time frame for open session short. But if we move forward promptly, we should be able to get a lot of that done. And may we ask, Fred, please mute yourself.
Absolutely.
Fred? Fred, please mute yourself. Thanks. Great. Okay. Did that answer your question, Serene?
I still don't get the map, but I'm wondering, is there a report from Stephanie? I didn't see one, but.
Yes, there is. Oh, sorry.
I know there's
because, no, apologies.
On the agenda,
yes, Stephanie will give a report. She has not had the chance to prepare her typical written report because she is dealing with two emergency matters that have required her full attention and is the highest priority. Okay, Julie?
Can I just see if Michael Woodson has joined us?
Okay, great. Michael, please say your name.
I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, are those two legacy hands, Serene and Julie? Are we going back to one or both? Okay, is there, Serene wishes to be shown as abstaining from the agenda approval. Otherwise, we're going forward. The next item is the minutes approved for November 6th. They have been distributed. Are there any corrections to the minutes for November 6th? Hearing none, they're accepted. Update on NDAs.
I wish to abstain.
Okay, Serene abstains, if the secretary will show that. Great. The NDAs. So let me give a quick background. In our November meeting, the board decided that it wanted to have everybody sign the new NDA, which is the one that incorporates the recommended changes from James Sagerton. Julie put together a framework for getting that done, but some of us have had trouble filling everything out, and the time frame has been very short. We intended to get these all done in time for the executive director evaluation that we planned for this evening's executive session. But because these other matters are so urgent, we're devoting this executive session to those matters. And also, it will give everyone more time to receive and review the report that has been compiled by the personnel committee. Once again, regarding the NDAs, I hoped we could get them all done tonight or by tonight. However, we have not. And some of us have had trouble, for instance, getting our signature right. So in lieu of confirming that we have them all in hand, I would like to go around and just have the secretary call a name and confirm, each person confirm, yes, I will sign it or I have signed it and I will comply with it. So Julie, would you be kind to take that role? I'm sorry, you've got a hand up. Fred? Your hand's up for what reason?
I was going to suggest that people, ignore me.
Please.
Never mind.
Thank you. Okay. Julie, would you be kind to take the role? And the answer is yes, I will sign. I will comply.
Okay. Kaja Brown?
I have already signed and I sent it to the secretary.
Thank you, Kaja.
How about you?
Fred Dodsworth?
I have signed and I sent it to the secretary. And for those who need to do it simply, you can print out the pictures, take a photo of it, and send it to the secretary.
Thank
Took
you.
Me 5 minutes.
You don't have a printer. That's not so easy.
Right.
Jerome hasn't joined us yet, I take it. Which brings us to Sally.
Yeah, I sent in just a few.
Okay.
Ago.
Great. Thank you. Jan Goodman.
I agree to all the terms of it, and I will send it in.
Gotcha. Julie Hewitt, I have signed mine. Avalia Jones.
Is muted.
I'll keep going. Zach Caldvier.
Oh. 10 minutes ago.
Thank you, Zach. Avalia, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I will sign mine and send it in shortly.
Okay. Thank you, Avalia. I've got you down. That takes us to Marianne Martinez.
I sent them in already.
Yep.
Just a little while ago.
Thank you. I agree. I have a whole pile of emails. I just haven't had a chance to look at them all yet. I saw Sean Kelly McPherson's email. Ron Pinchback.
I will comply.
Great.
I will comply and send mine. Thanks.
Thank you, Ron. And I just saw Myla's email, so I'm putting her down. Serene, I believe you sent in the email saying you intended to comply. That takes me to, unless you want to disagree, that takes me to James Sagerton.
Signed and sent last night.
Gotcha. Actually, now that you say that, I remember it. Minerva, I don't think is here. Harvey's not here. Dennis Williams?
I have signed and will comply.
Great. Thank you. Michael Woodson?
I will comply and I will sign.
Excellent. And Susan Young?
I will comply, will sign, and somebody will help me sign.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
And then we also need to confirm with Aki and Darlene.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Thank you. Darlene?
Just got it. Yes, I will sign and I do comply.
Okay. Aki?
Yeah, I will sign and send it in. Thank you.
Great. All right.
Excellent. Dennis?
Yeah, I just wanted to say on the fillable PDF, there's a problem with the text block where the signature goes, and that's where I got hung up, and so that's why I reverted to the other method.
Gotcha.
You and you both.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you all very much for being so helpful and putting up with our challenges. Let me also thank you. Julie has put together a system that when it's well running, will be absolutely great. It'll help us be able to do this at the start of the next PNB. All right, committee reports. I see that Minerva isn't here at the moment, but let me give a quick report. We have had a conversation or are about to have conversations with two audit firms. The audit firms that we have reached out to are those that have provided services to Pacifica in the past before Rogers. In one of our audit committee meetings, I'm not on the audit committee, but Julie provided a list of who the auditors were over the past, since I think maybe 2016. Two of those have contacted us. One of them is Regalia. The other one is Armanino. And Minerva, Stephanie, Markeisha, and I have got a call with Regalia tomorrow, and I hope we can line up Armanino soon. I do not know what their responses will be because they will be asking questions like, why did the last auditor leave? So wish us all well, but we'll have more of an update in the near future. Julie. You're muted. Muted.
We can't hear you.
I hear.
It looks to me, like, MSA, that might be Minerva just joined.
I think that's Minerva. Ms. Nussa? Is that Minerva? We're hearing some chewing.
Not me.
Okay, so then why don't we keep going, and when she can answer, she'll both answer that she's here, and we will confirm the NDA. Coordinating committee is not meeting at this time. Finance committee, Fred, you're up.
Yeah, we had KPFA, we had the business director and the interim general manager at the event. They had a full report that was very well documented and that was cash positive. Not very cash positive, but definitely it's covering all of its expenses. And we forwarded that to the PNB for approval.
So is the committee making, and the I believe that the budget itself was forwarded to everybody, so people have had it subsequent to the meeting of the NFC when it was approved to forward to the PNB. Is that correct, Fred?
That is correct.
All right. Is there, because it's come out of committee, that is a motion to approve that budget? No second is needed. Yes, Serene.
What's the status of the FCA payments at KPFA?
I didn't hear the question.
FTE? How many employees, full-time employees? Is that what you're asking?
SBA, Subcarrier Authority.
Ah, okay.
Beside them.
What is she asking?
She's asking what the size of the subcarrier entity is. I don't know.
I didn't get into that kind of minutia. The subcarrier routine should be going to the national. I was looking at whether they were covering their bills, and they were covering their bills. I was looking at their, or I should say we were looking at their membership drives and how successful they've been, and then the amount of money that they're bringing in. It was more than adequate for their expenses. Subcarrier routines or subcarrier things are frankly irrelevant to me and irrelevant to the NFC.
Okay.
So the answer is I don't know?
No, the answer I just gave you. It was pretty clear.
Well, I asked you what is the status of the
payment. I told you I don't know. It's not important to me. National. I'm getting interrupted.
Fred,
I'm not going to be interrupted.
Fred, I apologize. I'm not going to be interrupted. I recognized her. You now are cross-talking. Okay? You gave your answer.
And she rejected it.
I understand. No more arguments. Stephanie, do you know that answer?
Yes, the answers to what's happening, it's not the subcarriers, but translators. And there's two translators in the Berkeley area and a translator in Texas. And the information regarding those translators was sent to the board on September 4th, 2025. And it was two pages regarding information regarding translators. K232FZ, K212FV, and K248BR. And the information remains the same. We're still working with our FCC attorneys regarding the work that we're doing with those. They are currently have been on a special temporary authority request to remain silent because they have not been used for quite some time.
Fred?
Yeah, that issue was addressed at the PNB several months ago. And at that time, it was stated that there were thousands of dollars worth of repairs that were required. I don't know why we're addressing it now. I think this is disruptive.
Is my hand still up? Because I have a question.
Yes. What's your question?
Okay. I'm not speaking about the translators that they're planning to get rid of. I'm speaking about the subcarriers, the sidebands, SCA, Sub-Carrier Authority, the sidebands that were being rented. I'd like to know what the status of the payments is.
There's the subcarrier income is for three stations. Nothing is connected to the Berkeley station with that. There's two in New York. There's one in Los Angeles. There's one in Houston. The Houston station has been paying regularly. All three stations have been billed monthly for the last few years. There were no agreements. The agreements that were with all three subcarriers had, and I think we also submitted a list regarding the licenses, I mean the contracts. Contracts with those three had not been renewed since 2014, one of them since 2017. In 2020, when there were issues with COVID, it was determined at that point by the IED that the subcarriers wouldn't have to pay. And then once they got past that, we still continue to bill the subcarrier stations, as they started to gain more income after COVID and getting through all of that. As I said, we receive payments from one of the stations on a regular basis, with the invoicing, the general manager, the interim general manager at WBAI, which was listed also in last month's IED report, or the ED report, is that he volunteered, since one of the headquarters is in New York, to reach out to them to ask about the, if we could get back on track with having them pay, you know, starting to pay us back. So we reached out, and with the help of John Amella as well, we reached out to the subcarrier managers for one of the stations, and we were able to secure a $25,000 payment toward the outstanding arrears. Those funds, based upon a motion from the PNB at some point prior to me, the subcarrier income goes to the national office. But because of the work that the interim general manager did to help secure that payment, we used the $25,000 to pay part of the outstanding balance of the four times square bill at WBAI. We also just received another $10,000 from another one of the subcarriers also to try to get a payment toward their outstanding arrears. The national office is working with John and our FCC attorney to get a new contract with all of those subcarriers. And as, again, they're continually being billed. And once we finish developing that new contract and agreement, then we will send those off to the three subcarrier organizations and work with them.
So let me just say,
all of that information was also in last month's.
Correct.
PNB, the last month's, the December 4th ED report.
So I did not want to interrupt Stephanie for giving this thorough reply, but this is basically not relevant to the KPFA budget, which is what we are voting on right now. Is there any objection to adopting the KPFA budget? Serene?
I'll get back in touch with you, Steph. I'm sorry?
Call the member to order, please.
Yes. Serene, you can get back in touch with her. That's the end of that conversation for now. Is there any objection?
Right, because my question.
Call the member to order, please.
That's fine.
Serene? Yeah. Okay. Moving on to, is there any objection to adopting the KPFA budget as recommended by the National Finance Committee?
I wish to abstain. Thank you.
Okay. Serene abstains. Fred, what's upcoming with NFC?
We are going to be doing the national board at our next meeting. We have put off WBAI till January.
I have received,
thank you, Stephanie. I have received the budget. We have all on the committee received the budget for the national board, and we will address that at our next meeting. We have not received updated information from WBAI, although I will state that Steve Koala, who is on the Finance Committee of KPFA, managed to find what had been sent out to the membership and to the WBAI Finance Committee, and he forwarded that to me, and it looks pretty damn good. But we have to get the stuff a week in advance, and we did not. And so I will put it off until January. We have put it off until January.
Two more items right now. One, I want to recognize that I think that Minerva is now able to connect in. Is that correct?
She's still connecting.
Well, she's connecting again to audio. Oh.
Okay. There is another item that needs to be addressed for the Finance Committee, and that is that Dennis Williams resigned from the committee because he wanted to serve on the Personnel Committee. The person who is eligible to serve on the Finance Committee and is willing to serve on the Finance Committee is Julie Hewitt. Is there any objection to her representing WPFW on the Finance Committee? Hearing none, thank you for your willingness to serve. Okay, I'm trying to catch up to where we were. Let me know, Minerva, when you're able to connect in.
Madam Chair, we have 8 minutes left for this number five.
Okay, got it. Governance. Go ahead, Julie.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Yeah, again, I'm using a foreign screen, so.
It's quite a book stack.
Thank you. Okay, so the governance committee met on November 20th. That was our last meeting. We spent a lot of time in that meeting talking about the information that we had gathered from the various LSBs on basically sort of two topics, what they were doing in terms of outreach and then membership fundraising officers. And then with those functions as a general proposition, we're in a kind of fact-finding period right now to see what each LSB is doing. And, you know, and I think the goal of this will be that eventually we'll, you know, collate all this information. We're going to keep doing this as a repeating thing at the governance committee meetings, but that we'll collate the information and then share it back with all of the LSBs so that, you know, if an LSB sees something that another LSB is doing that they find attractive, they can pick up that, the task. The other thing that we did at the governance committee meeting was, we have a motion to amend a previously adopted motion. And so the PNB passed the motion on, proper bylaws.
Interrupted and apologies. The PNB did not pass it. It postponed consideration.
I'm sorry. That's right. We passed the special meetings one. Okay. Thank you. So, but what happened was the governance committee passed this motion and so that motion is incorrectly listed in 5D1 as having passed. And this relates to, I do apologize, but it's been a lot going on here. This is because I mislabeled those two motions. So here is the motion as passed by the governance committee. It's the one that's in italics in the agenda. It says bylaws amendments submitted to the Pacifica Governance Committee must have preliminary endorsement by 6 directors or include a 5% member petition for consideration by the Pacifica Governance Committee and the PNB. They must be in full bylaws proposal form, including the article number, section text with underlines for additions and strikeouts for omissions. That for any properly submitted amendments, the Governance Committee will review, consider, and forward to the PNB within 45 days of submission. Amendments not in the proper form will be announced as such in a governance committee meeting, and an email will be sent to the submitter informing them of the deficiencies. Amendments must be submitted at least 1 week prior to a governance committee meeting. That's the motion that the governance committee passed. And my apologies for the mischaracterization.
Jan Goodman, may I be recognized?
Yes, Jan.
I submitted a proposed amendment to that And that amendment is that this resolution.
Will you be kind to read the motion to amend? I think it is in the agenda.
You want me to read it?
Yes, please.
The motion to amend is to add to the very end of the motion. This motion will be effective immediately upon passage and will cease to be in effect, i.e. will sunset with the seating of the Pacifica National Board Directors in January 2027.
Excuse me, in about January 2027, in case they are seated in December or February. So
sorry.
I want to put that in about 2027, January. So about January 2027.
I added the about. Sorry. I thought that was a typo.
Thank you.
So is there, I believe we need a second for the motion to amend. Is there a second?
So moved.
So seconded. Great.
So seconded.
Great.
Second moved.
Thank you. Serene, you've got your hand up. Is it about the motion to amend?
No, it's the original, not Jan's thing.
Excuse me?
The
Serena, I didn't understand what you said.
Motion, not Jan's offering.
Okay, great. So, is there any objection to the motion to amend? Hearing none, the primary motion is amended. Now we take up the motion as amended. Serene, is that what you have your hand up for?
So the requirements to discuss a motion, discuss an amendment should not be the same as that would be required to actually pass the amendment. The idea that we need to have six directors sign on before the committee can actually have a discussion. And these discussions need to happen at committee meetings, not in small group offline meetings. You know, the same way that Congress discusses the law in front of the people who are going to be affected by the law, we should be fully discussing these amendments in the presence of the people who have to live with it. But it absolutely should not require six people in order to have a discussion. I think three people is a reasonable number, so I would move to amend it.
So you're making a motion to amend the main motion to change 6-3. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is there a second to Serene's motion?
Sally, second.
All right. Serene, you have already motivated. You didn't just state the motion, you motivated. So we're going to go, is there anyone who would like to speak against or for? Julie.
I thought the point was that we pulled the six directors, from the bylaws.
That's true.
So I guess what I'm saying is, are we just blowing off the bylaws here?
No, we don't blow off the bylaws. What my statement was that to have something discussed in committee should require only three directors, not six directors. The amount of people required to discuss it should not be the same as that required to actually formally propose it.
Thank you. Sally, then me.
Yeah, well, actually, my hand was up because I was going to basically say the same kind of thing Serene said, so I don't really need to repeat it.
Excellent. We're looking for the committee to be able to be effective, and rather than having a lot of time spent on ideas for which there is not sufficient support for them to be even considered by the PNB, we're asking that those thresholds be met. Two thresholds. One, that the proposed amendments be written in a form that would be appropriate to go to the PNB and appropriate to be posted. The second is that at least six directors support consideration. There are, if something comes from a petition, then the PNB can vote it down, but if it votes it down, it will have to then go to the membership. So the petition is a protection for direct access. But having six directors at the ready means there is sufficient support for it to be posted. Myla.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that I admitted Minerva Sanders to the meeting using a different device, and I think that she may be able to respond and let us know that she's in attendance.
Minerva, can you speak?
Yes, I can speak. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, time is up for agenda item 5.
So I want us to complete the vote on this. Minerva, do you agree to comply with the NDA?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. James?
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly say that I'm not clear that there should be any requirement of any directors endorsing something before it's discussed. I mean, one person should have to bring a motion to discuss something, but I don't think six or three should be required. That's what committees are for. That's how ideas get started. Somebody has an idea. It comes up. It gets kicked around a little bit. That's the purpose of a committee. I think this is an artificial barrier to changing the amendments. It's trying to write things in concrete, which aren't necessarily the best things to do.
Okay, we're ready to take a vote on it, on this motion to amend. Yes, you support Serene's motion.
I'd like to second James's amendment.
James didn't make an amendment.
No, he just said he thought, yeah, he has not put forward an amendment. We're voting on yours, Serene. Yes, you support Serene's amendment to reduce the number of directors who have to initiate for the committee consideration from 6 to 3. And then we're going to go forward with the vote, but Jerome is here. Jerome, would you say your name? Jerome?
Jerome Edge. I apologize for the delay, everyone.
Do you agree to comply with and sign the NDA?
Yes, I do.
Great. Okay. We're going back to the vote on Serene's motion to amend to reduce the number in the governance committee motion from 6 directors to 3 directors. Vote yes, it changes to 3 directors. Vote no, it stays as the amendment as the motion has been brought forward and it was previously amended. Julie, please take the roll.
Sure. Todger Brown?
No.
Todger's no. Fred Dodsworth?
No.
Fred is a no. Jerome Edge?
No.
Jerome is a no. Sally Gellert?
Yes.
Sally is a yes. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan is a no. Julie, I'm going to pass. Avalia Jones?
No.
Avalia is a no. Zach Caldbeer?
No.
Zach is a no. Marianne Martinez?
No.
Marianne's a no. Sean Kelly McPherson?
No.
Sean is a no. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron is a yes. Myla Reason?
No.
Myla's a no. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Serene is a yes. James Sagerton.
James?
No, I'm sorry, James, say something before you vote so because you were breaking up.
Yes.
Yes, James is a yes. Gotcha. Thank you. Minerva Sanders?
No.
Minerva is a no. Harvey's still not here, I take it. Dennis Williams?
Yes.
Dennis is a yes. Michael Woodson?
No.
Michael is a no. We're up to me. I'm going to abstain. Madam Chair, the yeses are 5 and the noes are 11.
So to complete this, so the motion fails. Now we have the motion that came from the Governance Committee as amended with Jan's amendment. And so is there any objection to adopting that motion as amended?
Chair, this is Jan.
Do we need a vote, or do you wish to be recognized as voting no?
I'm also opposed.
Okay, amen. So then why don't we go ahead and we'll take the vote on it. If you vote yes, you are voting to support the motion to establish the bylaws process as amended by Jan to sunset December 31, 20. Well, basically January 2027. If you vote no, you're voting against that motion. Julie.
Hodger Brown.
I'm going to say that again.
If you vote yes, you vote for the motion adopted by the Governance Committee to move forward bylaw amendments.
Yes.
Codger's a yes. Thank you. Fred Dodsworth.
Codger's a yes. I'm a yes.
Fred is a yes. Jerome Edge.
I'm also a yes.
Jerome is a yes. Sally Geller?
No.
Sally's a no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan's a yes. Julie Hewitt? I'm a yes. Avalia Jones?
Yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldbeer?
Yes.
Zach is a yes.
Fred, please mute.
Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne's a yes. Sean Kelly McPherson?
Yes.
Sean's a yes. Ron Pinchback?
Abstain.
Ron abstains. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla's a yes. Serene Roberts?
No.
Serene is a no. James Sagerton?
No.
James is a no. Minerva Sanders?
Let me pass for right now.
Okay. Dennis Williams?
No.
Dennis is a no. Michael Woodson?
I'm good. Yes.
Michael is a yes. Minerva, you passed, or would you be ready to vote now?
Yes, I am, and it's a yes.
Thank you. Minerva's a yes. All right. Madam Chair, the yeses are 12 and the noes are...
Madam Chair?
Yes, Ron?
Madam Chair? Yes, I want to change my vote to a no.
All right.
Gotcha. Okay. Pinchback is a no. Okay. Madam Chair, the yeses are 12 and the noes are 5.
So that motion passes. I'll just say about the Personnel Committee that we are postponing consideration of all of our efforts until the January meeting. Affiliates report.
Jerome, can you handle that, please?
I have a point of...
Madam Chair, we are 10 minutes past the no later than time of 9:15.
All right. Okay. We will ask for the affiliates report in the future. I think you've provided in writing. Is there a motion to adjourn to executive session?
Jan Goodman, so
have a point of information, please.
Seconded. Too late for her point of information.
We are now, is there any objection?
Can you not hear me asking for a point of information?
So what is your point of information, Serene?
I'm wondering what time the affiliates report was sent. I didn't see it.
Director Roberts, I'll make sure that you get a copy of the affiliates report.
Thanks.
All right. So we are now adjourning for 2 minutes and going into executive session.